Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 378. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. As always, thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting me. And today, in this episode, I want to be more grateful in the present of my life today, in this moment. I want to be more present in the present of my life. I want to stop obsessing over making progress and the future and hustling and grinding and all the things that I'm sure you feel the same pressure to be doing as well. And I know I talk a lot about this subject, about being present, about being grateful, about not rushing. I did an episode the other day that I really liked and really resonated with people. It was about how today is the good part of your life. You know that song that's used on Reels and TikTok a lot, Can We Skip to the Good Part? I did an entire episode on that, on deciding, on pushing yourself to decide that the good part of your life is today. Or otherwise, you're going to look back and you're going to be like, man, that was the good part. Why did I always think the good part was in the future? You know, it is in the future, of course, but the past and the present is good and is rewarding. But sometimes we only realize it later. And I did that episode and it was like so healing and motivating for me to remind myself to stop rushing. But I want to come back to this topic in the simplest way possible. I want to talk about being present, about being grateful today. And what prompted this episode was sports. Sports. I'm not a huge sports guy. Like, I don't do fantasy football or anything like that. Like, I watch games. I went to Notre Dame, so I'm a big Notre Dame football guy. I enjoy March Madness, but it's not like something I schedule my life around. But the other day I was watching some like random highlight videos on Instagram, and a video of a post-game March Madness player interview popped up. And it was actually an old video from like 2016 or something, but it was an interview with a senior, a player at Boston College. And Boston College had just been like eliminated from the tournament. So obviously it was a kind of a bittersweet moment for him. Being a senior, his last game, they lost, the whole thing. And the interviewer asked this guy a really simple question. He said, what's your best memory of playing basketball at Boston College? That's like a softball question, right? And the guy like gets all emotional and he starts crying and he goes, probably just going out to eat. That was his answer. Probably just going out to eat. 4 years of playing D1 basketball, highest level of competition, nationally televised game and tournament, and his answer had nothing to do with basketball. His answer was probably just going out to eat. Just going out to eat, going out to eat with the guys. His answer to the question of what was the highlight of the past 4 years was the simplest answer possible. His answer was the in-between moments, the daily routines, the camaraderie with his teammates. The simple things that, frankly, now he's realizing he won't have anymore because he's graduating. That was his answer. His answer was that the best moments he had over the past 4 years of his life, a four-year chapter, was being present. That was his answer. He didn't say that directly, but that was his answer. Being present, enjoying the moment, being grateful for the small moments, the in-between moments he had with his friends and his teammates. That was his answer. And he got all choked up about it because of that, because now he realized that those moments were very special. Being present in those moments was special. And sometimes it takes no longer being in those moments to realize it. And I saw that interview and I just like, I felt it. I felt it in my core and I kind of felt this like creeping guilt come up on me when I watched that. It was like guilt that despite what I say on the podcast, despite what I know to be true, we all struggle to just be present in our lives. Practically, we struggle to be present in every day. In a 24-hour span, we really struggle with being present. We struggle to be grateful for the time we have in the present. We struggle to be grateful for stillness, for walks, for coffee, for lunch, for hanging out with friends, all those things. We struggle with appreciating those things because we're so obsessed with making progress and to-do lists and planning and proving things and growing and all that. And I'm all for growth. Obviously, it's what I talk about on the podcast. I'm all for goals. I'm all for shooting your shot. I'm all for being type A and building the life and the business of your dreams. But I don't want to be that guy and look back and realize that I didn't appreciate the best time in my life. I don't want to look back and realize the best time was getting lunch with my friends. Truly, I don't. And so I've made it my mission. If you can't tell recently, I've gotten like really fired up about these kinds of topics about being present in life. Maybe I'm about to turn 34. It could have something to do with that. Who knows? But I've made it my mission to intentionally be more present in my life. Like quite literally. In fact, I've made it my mission to put my phone in my pocket and forget about it. To not turn on music while I'm walking around Chicago. To just see and observe and hear and feel and touch and smell and all these things. I've made it my mission to appreciate the silence of the city in the morning. The sounds of the city as it wakes up. I've made it my mission to be present, to align my senses with the present, to say, this is the good part, to just be present, to no longer have my body in one place and my mind in another. That has become my mission, to align my mind with my body. And you know what? Like, sometimes it feels very forced. It feels very unnatural. Like, oh, shouldn't I be thinking about what I need to do later? Shouldn't I check my phone for some emails or at least do some scrolling so I could be, quote, productive? And the fact that it feels that way to me, and probably you as well, the fact that it feels unnatural to just be present, I think that's a scary testament to how far we've grown away from being grateful for being present in our lives. And I don't know about you, but it's like a wake-up call for me. I don't want to take the present for granted any longer. I really don't. It like fires me up because what Mr. Boston College player said is so true. The best parts of life are the in-between moments. I've said that before in the podcast, the in-between moments. Because life really, as I look at it, life consists of like three parts. There are the ups, there are the downs, and then there's everything else in between. And the ups are obviously big moments in life, but let's be real, they're infrequent. The downs are the bad moments, and hopefully, more than likely, they're also infrequent, although they probably come in patterns. But everything else, the in-between, that is life. That is the majority of life. And if we're so focused on like the other sides of the curve, man, we're really letting our minds drift away from the present. Our bodies are in the present, but our minds are not. We're really allowing ourselves, we're training ourselves to avoid being present. And when that happens, we're not grateful. We're not practicing gratitude in the present. And I don't want to regret that. I really don't. So I am quite literally forcing myself. I am intentionally aligning my mind and my body in the present. I'm doing this. I am. My walks around Chicago, no more headphones, no more scrolling, just me and the sights and the sounds. Like, I'm forcing myself to do this. Funny one, to my point, I am almost 34. So I would say at this point, I am a grown ass man. I'm a man. And I will walk around Chicago and I will do that thing where I won't step on any cracks for like, I don't know, 2 or 3 blocks. Just because that forces me, as childish as it sounds, it forces me to zoom in on the present, to zoom in. I'll make more eye contact with people. That's my way of zooming in and being present. I'll be in line at Starbucks or waiting in an elevator, and I won't revert to checking my phone. I'll make more small talk with people. As much as that's uncomfortable to me, I'll do it. I'll sit on the Riverwalk here in Chicago and I'll just look. I'll just stare out. No activity, nothing. Just look out. That's how I'm practicing being present. And what I've learned about being present is that it's all about zooming in, which is different because so often on the podcast and in my books and writing, I talk about zooming out. I talk about seeing the big picture. I talk about knowing what you deserve and the direction that you're heading in life, the 30,000 foot view of your life. I talk about zooming out and seeing how your past fueled your present and how your present is fueling your future and all these things. And I talk about that because that's how you practice mindfulness, honesty with yourself, connecting the dots throughout the timeline of your life. That's a zoomed out view. But sometimes it's like a double-edged sword. Too much zooming out distracts us from the present. And so I literally just wanted to do this short episode to encourage you, to encourage me to zoom in. Zoom back in on the present and see how rewarding it is. Slow down for a moment. Be still for a moment. Stop trying to answer all of life's questions for a moment. Stop playing out imaginary arguments while you're in the shower. Just appreciate the warmth. Feel the water on your skin. Don't doom scroll. And you hear that phrase, doom scrolling. Don't doom scroll on your phone while you're in line at Starbucks. Just appreciate the sights and the smell and like the coffee shop vibes. Don't turn to your phone immediately while you're in the elevator. Just stare ahead, if anything, or make some small talk. Just be in the moment. Walk around your city or your town. Feel your footsteps on the ground. Try driving without any music or on any radio. Talk to your Uber driver, whatever it is. Just do something that forces you to zoom in. And ask yourself, how can I zoom in on this moment right now? Zoom in. And really, it's the opposite of how we've trained ourselves to think and behave. Usually it's like, oh, am I doing enough right now? What are my weekend plans? How can I do more? I need to be planning. I need to be working. The opposite of that. Zoom in. Be present. Take back your power. Seriously, what does it mean to take back your power in life? Well, I think it means to bring your mind and your body to the same place. It's not to allow your mind to wander and to control you. It's to say, hey, mind, get back here. You're not going to wander around while I'm living my life and going about my day. You bring your mind and your body to the same place. You sit them down and you introduce them to each other. You reintroduce them to each other. You say, I think you two know each other. You guys should catch up. That is what being present is. It's zooming in intentionally, uncomfortably even, boring even. But I'm convinced you get so much more out of life this way. Certainly. At minimum, you minimize regret. Because to the topic and the theme that I talk so much about on the podcast, being present reminds you of the value, the importance of the in-between moments in your life. The in-between moments are the majority of your life. And I'm not going to breeze past them because I'm in a rush. I'm not going to breeze past them because I let my mind wander and control me. I'm not going to breeze past them because I feel pressure to always be doing and hustling and planning. It's a power move to do nothing. It's a power move to just look and see and feel. Seriously. And for me personally, I don't know about you, but that's a 180 degree change for me because I used to really buy into hustle culture. And I thought it was baller to have, you know, my two phones out and be on a call or listening to a podcast and hustling, Mr. Productivity. Or to be Mr. Important doing business when I'm in an Uber. And yeah, don't get me wrong, for sure, it's a power move to create the life of your dreams and to work your ass off, yes. But if you're not appreciating the present, the in-between moments, what's the point? Seriously, what's the point? Hustle so that one day you can be grateful and present? Isn't that kind of what we say? We say, I'm working hard now so I can relax in the future. That's kind of our mindsets. And that's great, but why can't we also relax now? Not permanently, just for a couple of minutes here and there, intentionally being present. Why can't we appreciate the moments while we're in them? The getting food with the guys moments, the walk or the commute to work moments, the stillness of the elevator or taking the stairs moments, the standing in line at the store moments, the warmth of the shower moments. And I know that sounds cheesy and it's like, okay, but let's do it. Let's zoom in for a bit, just for a bit. Let's zoom in on the present and take back our power. So that's it. I'll end it right there. Just something I wanted to remind myself of. And I think you could probably also use the reminder as well. But if this was helpful, I'd be so grateful if you'd share the podcast with a friend. Tell them to check it out. I do new episodes every Monday and every Thursday. And as always, thank you so much for visiting newmindsethoodis.com, picking up a journal, or you could also find them on Amazon. And thank you, of course, for listening. But that is it. Until next episode, I'm out.